Master Math Slave, and I love puppy play. Go to FetLife.com and add me as a friend so we can shake paws.
On this episode of The Feta Show, we are broadcasting from Beyond Vanilla 20 in Dallas, Texas. We interview Master Walker from the Council of Tribes. We also interview Kristen, the 2010 Gulf Coast Community Bootblack. And finally, we talk with Miss Texas, who is a sexy dominatrix and entrepreneur. Plus, Princess Zoe flirts with everyone. Coming up next.
The Fetish Show brings you the latest in alternative photography, modeling, art, and fetish lifestyle. Your host is renowned fetish photographer and BDSM mentor, Dirk Hooper. He is joined by professional dominatrix, Princess Zoe. And now, here's Dirk.
Welcome to The Fetish Show.
Welcome to The Fetish Show. My name is Dirk Hooper. I'm a professional fetish photographer, and I'm here, as always, with the lovely and talented Princess Zoe. How you doing, Zoe?
I'm doing great, Dirk. How are you?
I'm doing great. It is Sunday morning. We are broadcasting live from Beyond Vanilla 20 in Dallas, Texas.
Yes, we are. We are alive in Dallas, Texas.
We are
Sunday
live
morning.
And alive right here in Texas.
In Dallas, the big D.
We stayed up kind of late last night. Why don't you tell everyone what we were doing?
It would be easier
it's
to say
not what you would think.
It would be easier to say what we weren't doing.
Really?
We weren't eating chocolate. However, we were downtown at the West End. And I, in my white corset and lace, and you and your camera, taking some photos, some fetish photos. We did some fetish photography.
We were running around down there a little bit, and they have some wild lights. They've got some. I mean, it's been a while since I've actually been to the West End, and the last time that I'd been, it was kind of a hot spot and stuff. But they didn't have like these light installations and stuff that they had down there. Now they've got.
I wasn't even looking at all that.
I was getting yelled at
by like all these guys.
Oh my God! All of the people driving by and the cat calls and the craziness. You can't go anywhere with Princess Zoe without hearing something from someone.
Well, now I was wearing.
She always attracts a lot of attention.
I was only wearing a corset and some boots that could have had something to do with it.
Had something to do with it. That's entirely possible.
Had I been wearing like a flannel shirt.
Like a flannel shirt and some ratty jeans.
Yeah, they probably have been like.
And a moose hat. Then maybe not as much attention.
Probably as much, I think, or more. No, we had a great time. As some of you might know, I am an aspiring fetish model.
You're a little more than aspiring. You've been published in a fetish magazine.
Yes, Dirk, I have. Yeah. My ass has been. Thanks to you, by
the way. That counts. Your ass counts.
My ass is internationally known.
It is.
We had a great
time.
It's
known around the world.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about your accommodations? Would you like to tell us a little bit about the bed?
You want to talk? Let me tell you something. My bed was wrong.
This facility, the hotel staff was great. Let's add that. There's nothing to do with that. Let's just say this one particular bed was like low riders.
It was on about a 30-degree grade. It was like sleeping on a cliff.
That was funny. That was so funny.
It was just wrong.
And you were like going, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. I'm like, what? This is wrong. Anyway, okay. That's all we can say about that.
Right.
So we got some great stuff lined up for you guys today. We have some great interviews. We got a little list. I think our first one is a gentleman named Master Walker.
Master Walker, we've got lined up, and that was.
I can't wait to meet him. He's
that interview, I believe, was that lined up by Kitten?
You know, I am not sure exactly.
I'm not sure either.
I think Kitten threw some other resources, and we have to thank Kitten. By the way,
he got us around. That's
the
why
big
I want to
D.
bring. I want to bring Kitten up.
You want to bring Kitten up?
Yep.
Yes, we do. He got us around. She got us around the big D last night, carrying our person. Our purse, my purse. And
pretty much your purse. Pretty much.
Things.
Not really my purse.
At 3 a.m. around downtown Dallas.
Right.
Kitten in her fluff, her poop.
Yes, you were quite a pair.
We were. She's a cutie pie. And she had a lot to do with getting us not just a table, Dirk, but we have a room. We have a room.
We do. We've got our own room here.
And as you've seen, it says
it's rather large.
Yes, it is. Great table, great room. And it says quiet on the air, on the door. Somebody like made this really cool sign.
I know. Well, I mean, that also brings up something else. I really want to thank the staff and the organizers of Beyond Vanilla for allowing us to set up here. I mean, this is really kind of came together at the last minute.
11th hour.
I mean, really, it came together in the last, you know, couple of weeks.
Well, last weekend we were only talking about just attending the event.
Right.
All of a sudden, we became a part of the event, and we want to love and thank you guys for that, for having us and for allowing this.
We appreciate the opportunity to talk to people and to, you know, get the message out about Beyond Vanilla and also get the message out about all the great people that attend here. And that's what we're going to do today is interview some of the great people that we met here.
Yes. Well, let's get started with that. I'm ready.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up this first little section here, and what we have coming up next will be our interview with Master Walker.
The Fetish Show feature presentation.
All right, Princess Zoe and I are at Beyond Vanilla, and we are talking with Master David Walker. Welcome to the Fetish Show.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Yeah, it's nice.
We've been talking to Master Walker for a little bit, and you've got kind of an amazing career based around BDSM and the leather community.
Yeah, it's sort of grown into that.
When did you get started in the community?
Well, I came into the leather community in 1980. I lived in Hawaii for many years.
Nice.
And I was a corporate trainer. And as a corporate trainer, they would send me to California to do work with different clients. And I was introduced into the lifestyle and into the leather community specifically in San Diego.
Of course. That's wow, sweet. Interesting, yeah.
So his career life really helped him in his lifestyle life. That's some
it still
good
does.
Training, yes.
As a corporate trainer, I still do that today, and I've been able to take what I know on a professional level and work with it in the lifestyle level.
You're a professional teacher, basically.
I am.
Yes.
I am a professional teacher.
Great.
Very interesting.
And an author, and handsome.
Oh, well, thank you.
And all those things.
All right, I like this interview.
Can I ask you a little bit about your book?
Sure. Several years ago, myself and a friend named Bob Rubel, we were noticing that there was a problem on the internet in the field of fireplay.
Oh, a problem.
And fireplay is one of my expertise. I love fireplay. And but with the things we're reading on the internet were crazy. So I started off to author a book that focused on fireplay safety.
Wonderful.
And in order to do that, you also have to do some demonstration work and talk about how to do fireplay. And it's become the first fireplay book ever written in that genre.
And the only fireplay book ever.
And the only fireplay book
ever
so
written,
far.
Apparently.
Although, based off of that book, it has really been successful. And a lot of people have learned their basic fireplay stuff from that book and also mentoring with other people in regions that are fireplayers. And today there's a really great community of fireplay people. There's lots and lots of people who are very knowledgeable.
I think actually we're going to do a fireplay class before too long.
We are. We've got one set up here pretty
soon. Can I ask you just one fireplay no-no, the biggest?
Fireplay no-no?
Mm-hmm. Like, biggest? Don't set yourself on fire?
Don't set. Fire burns up, for one.
Yes.
No, seriously.
You're right.
When you're working with open flame fire, like flash cotton and such, the flame always moves up and the heat presses down. And if you're standing in the way of the big flash of flame, you're going to get burned. I've actually burnt my eyebrows off
That advice comes by trial by error there.
Yeah.
You literally get burned?
Literally. Fire literally burns.
Oh, it was funny. I had a submissive on the table, and I wasn't watching what I was doing, and I was quite an egotist at this time, and I was early in my fireplay.
Come on now.
And I lit the flash cotton, and it flashed up, and it actually singed all of my eyebrows. And she, of course, you know, noticed that I was startled, and she turned around and looked at me and said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Well, of course I am." And I'm standing there with my fire.
Never a question.
Smoke coming off of my eyebrows.
I meant to do that. It's part of the show.
It's part of the show, exactly.
I learned a little bit about the flash cotton in my POW camp, actually. We had to start fires with that stuff.
What's the name of the book, and who is it published by?
The book is Flames of Passion, and it's by Nazca Plains is the publisher.
Great name. Is it still in
it's available on Amazon.
All right.
Awesome. Well, we'll send some people your way.
Good.
That's like us.
Yeah, exactly. Like us. We'll go get a copy ourselves.
We will. Do you teach classes? I know you've got a lot more to cover, but not just the fireplay, but do you teach classes on this? Or you?
Oh, yeah. I still do some fireplay classes. I'm doing a fireplay class in October the 9th in Denver, doing a class up there.
Amazing.
And I do also lots of other programs and presentations. I'm the executive director for the Council of Tribes, and we run the mentors programs.
Yes.
So I'm one of the authors of most of the material that's in that program. So I have a wide library of topics that I teach.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Council of Tribes?
Sure. The Council of Tribes was founded in around 1999 or 2000. And it was the first attempt to bring leaders from the BDSM community and the leather community together in Austin to talk about the divisions and the fracturing of the overall BDSM community in that time frame. And the idea was to talk about the problems that we had, and the solutions that that particular group of people came up with was we needed more education. We needed more fundamental education.
Right.
The mandate of the Council of Tribes at that time was to create a mentoring program. And I suggested a year-long mentoring program, which most people didn't think would really work. But
it's working today, from what I hear.
It is working
today. This year-long program.
Today, the mentors program serves seven communities. It's a year-long dominant mentoring program. And you have to be really dedicated to your self-improvement, self-excellence, self-mastery, because that's what the program is about. And we also have a new program, the Submissives Mentoring Program, which is another year-long program. Mm-hmm. It was founded right here in Dallas. It's been in development for 2.5 years.
Wow.
And
wow.
Next year, 2011, we're launching a Submissives Mentors Program in Las Vegas and in Austin.
Amazing.
So that program is going
it's
to be is now ready to be transposed to other communities.
And we want you in Oklahoma City.
Yeah,
okay. We'll do anything to get you there.
One more little thing about the mentors program is it's designed as a program that we give to communities. So it's not a centrally led program like out of Dallas at the office here at the Council of Tribes, but rather we work with communities, and they're able to set up their own mentoring program working with us in partnership for the first couple of years. And the game plan is that we develop local mentors and trainers so that they can serve a local community.
Nice.
So there's a standardization of the mentors, of what they're teaching. You make sure that the mentors are teaching to a certain level.
Yeah, we're very selective in the mentors' choices, but the way the program is set up is that it's set up. There's a 3-month boot camp from January through the
for
end
the
of
mentors.
March.
Yes,
and that's when we work with apprentices who have come in, and there's a set of boot camp mentors who work with those people during that time frame.
Amazing.
But in April, we go to what is called the one-on-one phase of training, and that's when it becomes very free-form, and local trainers take an apprentice each month and begin to train them in not just the lifestyle skills like flogging and fireplay and that type of stuff, but the how the lifestyle works, what they represent. So an apprentice in our program would be exposed to the gay lesbian lifestyle. They'd be exposed to master slave lifestyles, submissive dominant, monogamous, poly. So it's really about values and having choices and being able to make choices about
and being
yourself.
Accepting and thinking non-judgmental. And so you're getting a new mentor each month as you're going through this.
Yeah,
so you're getting different
every
kind
month
of...
an apprentice will have a different mentor representing a different element of the lifestyle as a whole.
That's amazing.
And at the end of the session, they have gathered enough information to determine what their lifestyle wants to be. This is about personal choice.
Wow.
I love it.
I'm really impressed. I mean, that's an amazing program. Yeah, that's an amazing program.
And you've written a lot of material for this.
Yes.
For the mentors themselves. So a lot of what comes out of you is out there in every element of the community. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. But really, the real strength of this program is after we've been around for 12 years, and the program as a compilation. It's a collaborative work from all of the top trainers and teachers in the nation.
Wow.
So people in Atlanta, Daddy Mikey as an example, you know, is contributing. Sir Morgan is contributing. Lady Hotchkiss is contributing. Archer is contributing. When we look out at, here in Dallas, Master Z, I mean, really incredible people are contributing, points and parts to this program. So there's an ongoing quality improvement program within it. So it's at one time it was mine, but it's not really mine anymore.
And that's how you probably designed it to be.
All the time.
And that's probably how you designed it to be.
Yes.
Well, Master Walker, if someone wants to get involved in that as a mentor or as a dominant or even as a submissive, well, how do we do that? What do we do? Who do we contact?
Oh, well, we have a website, councilofthetribes.com, and it will have a listing of all of the different local website. So if you're in the Dallas area, you could check in with the Dallas Mentors Program or the Dallas Submissive Program. Mm-hmm. Las Vegas Mentors, if you're in the Las Vegas area in Denver, there'll be one, Denver Mentors Program. So we have websites that are localized, and it gives you the local contacts that you can get in contact there. Or you can contact me also there on my emails.
So if there's not one
the
in someone, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you. If there's not one in someone's city and they want to get one started there, can they contact you directly?
Or yes, they can contact me directly. I'm part of the development team. In fact, I have 6 developers who work with me.
Wow.
Amazing.
So these people are have been running programs for several years, and they know how to help establish a new program in an area.
That's amazing that you oversee that. I think that is the core of it right there, to oversee the people that are actually going to be running the program. So didn't get a rogue on us. I'm just kidding.
Well, we really have some great people out
there.
I'm sure
you do.
They don't really need a lot of oversight, but there is we have a very structured program in the first 3 months, and that's what establishes everybody. Then the last part of the year, people are working with their individual apprentices, mentors in the area. It's a great program.
So you give everyone the same foundation,
that's
basically
right,
to build on, and then from there you can kind of explore out. And
that's
great. I think it's amazing that every month you have a different mentor. I like that.
I like that too.
Yeah, that's really amazing.
Because I think it opens up your mind to a lot of different schools of thought, a lot of different things. And there's a lot of different things in the lifestyle. It's not just poly household. It's not just 1950s household.
How would the dominant and submissive program differ?
Well, actually, they're very different. We began, of course, in 2000. Actually, it was 1999, but start date 2000, more or less. And we began working with the dominant aspect. And the idea was, if you want to change a community, if you want to enrich a community, quality dominants are sort of the ones who are the leaders of that.
Right.
When we came to Dallas, we were asked to do a submissives program, and our first 6-month project failed miserably. Because really there was no information.
Wow.
Really there was no, we thought we could just simply take the dominant program, change a few words, and presto, we'd have a submissive
program. Right.
Not so much. The way it actually worked out
not
was
so much.
Our first team of developers and the submissives who went through that 6 months turned around and said, this is never going to work. So we invited the submissives to come in with us, and they helped us restructure and author the first year-long program, and we launched it. We made mistakes. You're always going to do that in any program you do the first year, and we made the refinements. And today we have a great program, and it is significantly different because the needs of a submissive are very unique unto themselves, and the dominant's needs are different as well. They sometimes look like they're in sync because there's compatibility with the two mindsets, but there's a very different mindset for submissives.
Sure. And I think there's even caveats to that, as being male and female as a submissive.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Different needs. Being gay or lesbian is different as a submissive.
That's one of the unique things about the program is it's open to all of the community.
Right.
So in our programs, we have gay men and gay women. As apprentices. We also have
transgender, probably too.
Yeah, we have transgender people in our programs. We also have time frames. We have people in the program who were only 2 weeks old coming into the program and found this program.
Wow.
And then we've had people who are 15 years in the lifestyle come back in and say, no, I want to learn stuff that you're teaching, so I want to go through this too. And we're looking at them like, oh, come on, really, you should be a mentor.
Well, maybe you could develop a refresher course or something like that, a condensed refresher course.
It seems like to me that there's always something that you can learn. It seems like you never know enough. I mean, to me.
I know. Yes,
there's so many. I've been doing this for a little while, but it's like there's so much I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That I think that a program like this is just amazing. I mean, what a great idea.
Yeah, thank you. Well, again, it sort of sprung out of a collaborative work again with the Council of Tribes and I've been the executive director. Because I have the skill sets, I've developed mm-hmm. programs for corporations and training opportunities. Right. So they said, well, you're just the guy to do this.
Would absolutely.
You
and
you
the
are.
Executive
you
director. And I said, sure.
Yeah, your skill set was completely set up for this.
Yeah, it really was. In fact, that's probably my greatest contribution, is to be able to take what I know as a developer and a trainer and help develop communities and stuff through setting up programs.
You're
and
an amazing I'm a pretty good individual. Teacher, too. You're an amazing individual. Do you guys have a conference, or do you have like a weekend program for somebody like us that can't go to do the program or whatever because it's not near us or it's not in Oklahoma City that mm-hmm. I know of yet? Do you guys have like a weekend once a year thing that you put on? Or
no, we don't do a weekend once a year thing, but we do have shorter programs like weekend intensives, and mm-hmm. we have been asked to go to like Los Angeles to do a program there. Mm-hmm. And it's a... It's sort of the condensed version, mm-hmm. but you really, you know, we really take a topic and focus on it, like
on
living in leather
right,
as a
okay,
topic,
okay.
and what that is, and how that actually works. Or the program itself was designed not to be leather, though, because there's a bigger world than just the leather world. There is the BDSM world, yeah. there's the trans world, there's a lot of different communities. So this program was designed specifically not to embrace just one philosophy.
Wonderful.
Could you explain to our listeners and to us what the difference is between like the BDSM world and the leather world?
Okay, well, this is going to get me in hot water with lots of people, but I'll give it a shot.
We'll back you up.
We got your back.
Kick some ass.
Well, the leather world has a history. It is more of a society. It's more of a culture. Uh-huh. It's been around for in its structured form for longer than the BDSM world. Right. It found its roots in militarism. So there are chains of command. There are protocols of structure that help structure the leather community as a whole, mm-hmm. and it's more detailed. Right. We have institutions like NLA International,
yes.
The Leather Archives. We have major contests and businesses like mm-hmm. the Master Slave Conferences that take place here in Dallas, the South right. Plains Leather Fest. So we have more of a structured form of life and protocols that are generally shared, and more importantly, mm-hmm. values that are generally shared
right,
together.
Which is important.
And that's what actually keeps us together. You can be a lesbian leather person and a gay leather person and a het leather person and find common ground mm-hmm. in the shared values that we have.
Right.
The BDSM community is more freestyle and more like the Wild Wild West.
It certainly is.
They, you know, that includes Gorian people, and,
sure.
and everybody has their own... their own personalized structure that they work within.
Exactly.
And sometimes that works well, and sometimes it can be very divisive within a community.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, I've seen that.
The bottom line, though,
I call it like
valid.
Third grade.
Huh?
I say it's like third grade.
Third grade?
Frankly.
Well, I don't know if
there's
I characterize
and
the BDSM
there's...
community as third grade.
No, there are parts of it. Certain segments of the BDSM community that are very much like third grade. They're very clicky.
We find that in the leather community, too. We're still a maturing culture and community,
right.
and we always will be. And I think the BDSM community is very valid. I don't think everybody fits into the one mold perspective. And the individualism that we find in the BDSM community, I find very refreshing.
Yeah,
you know, and we walk through these halls today, and everybody's dressed the same. You know, even though we're very ruggedly individualistic,
absolutely.
And you know that what makes us united is appearance. It makes us lovers of leather. It makes us we have shared values. Mm-hmm. But in the BDSM community, you don't find that cohesiveness.
Right.
I think that's the difference. Now there'll be plenty of people out there that will argue it.
I love the idea of shared values, and you know that's the sort of thing that I think the BDSM community maybe needs, and the training and information that the BDSM community kind of desperately needs.
That's one thing we want to do is get that information.
The thing about
out there.
The mentoring program is we talk about that, and there are people we don't. You know, like I said, it's not a leather program.
Sure,
but developing values and having people with common values doesn't mean it has to be leather, but that will be what will unite a community.
Right.
And there are people, because BDSM people believe in honor, they believe in respect. They talk about it.
And you mentioned another one, integrity.
Personal integrity.
I really like that.
You know, they also have masterhood. They have the different interpretation. You know, in the leather community, we earn leathers, we earn respect. Now, that's another sort of.
How do you earn leather? Can I ask that? I don't know.
How do you earn leather?
I don't know. See, I don't know.
Well, a little bit about leather is that every region will have a different perspective, first off. We're more tribal.
Okay.
We're clannish.
Okay.
And tribal. So, the Cheyenne people and the Sioux people can live side by side and be an aligned tribe together.
Right.
But their internal cultures and how they talk about things are different.
Interesting. Yeah. Right.
So that's the way it is in leather. Yeah, you can have the Southern Leatherman and the Northern Leatherman be part of the great tribe, the great nation, but they're very tribal, and that's the way it is in leather.
Where do you fall into all this?
Huh?
Where do you fall into all this?
I identify as a Leatherman.
Okay.
Very much so, because I'm Native American, and when I first began in leather, I understood leather because I had a tribal perspective already.
It was easy for me to fall into it.
You were like the perfect one for all of this. Was born for this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably. Yeah. I'm not sure that's good or bad, but
this is your calling in life. I think so.
I do want to go back to the point on leather, though, because
there's
some misunderstandings about leather, and that is earn leather. You can receive leather in a number of different ways. You can receive leather by me giving you leather, and that's called gifted leather. You can also do fashion leather. You can go walk right into the room next door here with leather masters and legitimately buy yourself leather, because leather people love to wear leather.
Right.
Yes.
Well,
that's the reason we're called
like leather.
Right. Earn leather is a recognition mechanism, recognizing the accomplishments of an individual within a family or within a club. And it's very personalized, and it carries an emotional content to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it so special. You know, it's a memory stone for us who have earned our leathers.
Right.
We can talk about when we earned it and things like that.
Right.
So how will we know this piece of leather on you?
I beg your pardon?
How will we know this piece of leather? When we see it, you wearing it, how do we know that's what it is?
It's earned or not?
Yes.
You can walk up and ask.
All right.
That'll work. most people assume that everybody's earned their leathers, but that's not true. There's lots of people who, buy fashion leather. Right next door, there's a silent auction, and there's lots of leather pieces. You could bid on those, and you've purchased leather.
Right.
And it's legitimately for you to wear.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with that. I think that right now in the leather world, there's some overemphasis on things that really don't need to be there. And I think earning leather is one of them. Earning leather is a really deep tradition in leather, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part of the culture, and it'll never go away, the act of earning leather. But it's not the only way to have a piece of leather on your body.
Right. I do have one question. Who do you earn it from? Who do you earn a piece of leather from?
Well, earned leather can come from a community base.
Okay.
It can come from a family, like in my family. Miss Blue has earned her leather. In fact, she flat out told me, Miss Blue is my life partner, and Miss Blue has told me, I don't want you to give me leather. I want to earn every piece of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
She gets her leather from me, right, it's earned leather. But that's not to say that Master Thunder or someone might gift her leather. She'll wear it. I mean,
Okay. Cool.
So
Thank you
sort of see how it works?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for explaining that to me.
No,
thank
it's very interesting.
Yeah.
So, wow. Well, what else do you want to tell us? Tell something interesting about this weekend.
This weekend?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's been a fabulous weekend.
It has been a good weekend.
NLA Dallas does a wonderful job in putting together and bringing together unique presenters from different parts of the world and our parts of the nation, and that in itself is important. So we get different perspectives from different people. Also, the fundraising that goes on and the camaraderie that creates is exciting. The Teeter Totter Thon, which was designed to raise money for local charities, is a competition between clubs. And, we have a block of time. Mm-hmm. And it's friendly competition.
Right.
As an example, my club, the DFW Leather Corps, is my local leather club that I belong to. Well, the Discipline Corps was also there, and we were raising money, and I saw members of my club giving them money so that they could beat up one of the boys. So it's friendly competition,
but it builds
some bonds. Yeah. It builds camaraderie.
Yeah.
It's a way for us to network and be with social people, social connections. And I think that's really, really important. That's really the for me, the most important part of these type of events.
Sure.
So you can find out more about Beyond Vanilla, beyondvanilla.org.
Right, and we want to mention the councilofTribes.com. Is that correct?
CouncilofTribes.com.
And also DallasMentors.com, which is the local Dallas program.
It's a local Dallas program, but if you're in an area that's not in this area, the Dallas area, if you go to councilofTribes.com, you'll see a listing of all of the different current programs as of 2010.
Excellent.
We're getting ready to open a program in Denver in 2011,
right.
New Orleans.
Wow.
2011 as well, and apparently Houston,
awesome.
I was told, this weekend. So
can we be invited really? To the New Orleans? Can you,
yes.
I'd like to go.
Absolutely.
You just want to go to New Orleans.
I just want to go to New Orleans. With you. With you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's go to New Orleans.
Let's
<man.
laughs> go. Now I do want to go down there.
Master Walker, thank you very much.
Thank
it's been a real
so
pleasure
much.
To meet you and to interview you.
Well, thank you so much. Good luck on all your endeavors
thank
as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow.
Bye-bye, folks.
And now, back to the Fetish Show.
So that was a great interview with Master David Walker.
I'm impressed.
I am too. He wrote that Flames of Passion book.
I'm just impressed with him generally.
He's been in the lifestyle for a long time.
I'm like an odd just to know this person. I'm like, oh my God. And we know him. We know that guy, that Master Walker guy. And he like knows everything and everyone. And he knows everything about everything. He was like the corporate trainee who wrote corporate programs to train individuals and use that in the lifestyle.
Well,
what an amazing talent.
He's definitely taken his kind of real world skill set and used it to really enrich the BDSM or the leather community. And I think that's really amazing. And I'll tell you something else, just kind of sitting across from him, I'm just kind of impressed with him just as a man. Just, I mean, kind of
Me
spiritually
too. He's so handsome,
and kind
isn't
of.
He?
Yeah, handsome's not really the word that I would use. He just has a really good presence
about him.
He's got a good, for lack of a better word, he's got a good aura about him. You know,
he does.
I was just really impressed with him and what he's doing, and all of his expansive projects that he's going through, and just a really excellent interview here at Beyond Vanilla.
He kind of made me feel like I was like in the principal's office, but then you know you should have this respect and reverence for the principal, but at the same time, you know, he got gives you a sucker, you know, and says it's gonna be okay.
Wow.
Just take your licks, and you know, no, I'm just kidding. He actually didn't spank me, but because I don't go like that. But anyway, yeah, I might get a spanking now, but I don't know.
Yep, that's coming.
No, I'm gonna. I think New Orleans is coming next, but we'll
apparently,
see.
Yeah,
we'll
you guys have
that.
Got something going on in New Orleans, I hear.
Anyway, so the whole thing is just to say, all that to say, then you find out the principal's just a regular kind of, you know, okay kind of guy. That's kind of how it was.
Yeah, I mean, just for all that he's done and all of the experience he has, just a really exceptionally good man, down to earth. Person.
Thank you, Master Walker.
Absolutely. We appreciate that interview
yes,
a lot.
Yes, we do.
Very informative.
And I got somebody kind of cute coming up next. I found out here who's interested to talk to us.
Her name is Kristen.
Her name is Kristen. She's a little boot black girl.
Right.
And let's see what else she's got to say. And
all right. We got her coming up next.
All right.
The Fetish Show feature presentation.
All right, Zoe and I are here at Beyond Vanilla again, and we are with Kristen, who is a boot black. Is that the correct term? That's the correct term.
They're really cute, Kristen, by the way. She's really cute.
You're already starting with the flirting.
I can't help it. She's boobies.
Is that the way it works?
Yes. Well, that's what those are.
Those are boobies.
Good to know. Just right out of the get-go. I'm sorry. I'm messing you up.
Tell us what the term boot black means.
In terms of the leather community, a boot black is a person who will be at events like this or in a leather bar, and they will help people by shining their boots and helping them care for their garment leather. This stuff is not inexpensive. It's got tremendous sentimental value to the members of this community.
Sure. It's a service.
It really
is
a service.
It is a service. And a good one.
Yes. And generally any money I raise from it, like for example, the money that I'm making here in tips from the customers will go to support the causes of the event.
Right.
I do Boot Black at the Dallas Eagle 2 nights a week, and that money is generally given to various local and national charities. I've supported the Women's Leather History Project, for example.
Wow.
There's lots of great organizations here in Dallas that you know, I've been able to support as well, which is really great.
How long have you been doing this?
I was thinking about that today, actually. I think it's been about a year and a half now.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really just a very natural fit for me.
You spend a lot of time on your knees, then.
I do, actually. and I'm not complaining. This is a good thing in my world.
I want to see you black some boots and a white T-shirt. Where do I get that? Where do I get that, Kristen?
Well, you know, it's generally something I do in private settings, shall we say, whether it be
she rips off the T-shirt.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll take just a standard white men's T-shirt, and I'll cut some slits up the sides, and then... As I'm blacking boots, I'll rip off slices to buff the boots with, and it's really great because, you know, you get a lot of business through the chair because people are hoping you're going to get topless.
Right.
although I've not yet made it all the way to completely topless.
Really?
So you don't have to.
You'd think they'd be lining up.
It's all tease and denial, You never really show them everything. Just get to like half the nippies. Right,
yeah.
There.
Well, you know, it's fun, and it's a fun little thing to do for a little pizzazz in the chair. So.
Where did you learn how to do the boot blacking?
Well, I started out, I guess, at a pretty young age. My father was a very corporate individual and had a very big desire to have his shoes be well shined. And he taught me at a very young age. I think it was about 6.
Really?
And after a few years, I was doing his shoes as part of my allowance.
Interesting.
And
cool.
I didn't know there was more you could do with it until about
a little older?
A year and a half ago, and saw someone doing it and was just like, I want to do that.
Right.
That looks like fun.
I mean,
I want to
talk
that.
About taking a task and doing something totally different with it.
For all those people out there that have that inside them and go, I want to do that, where do they go? Where do they learn this? So how do they contact? Do they contact you? Where do we go for this?
There are so many amazing bootblacks, both in the U.S. and Canada, and I'm sure in other places too. I just don't know any personally
yet. Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Look at your local community. Look for
Google it,
events.
Maybe.
Google it, absolutely. There's stuff on the internet. I mean, I know bootblacks all over the country.
I think you need to start bootblack.com.
Actually, someone has that already, although off the top of my head, I can't remember who it is.
Mm-hmm. Is it a real place or is it like a porn site or something?
No, I think it's actual real information, if memory serves.
Well, you have to, you have to make the distinction between those two things. Because
well, I mean, everything's like everything.com is a porn site
anymore.
That's
very true.
Well, ain't that the truth?
Just kidding, anyway. Anyway, you have something else. Can you tell us something about your bottom? Something amazing about your bottom.
Well, it's not so much my bottom as that I am a bottom and a heavy S&M bottom.
Wow, good answer.
In specific, I like to play hard. I like it when people come at me with whips, especially with whips.
Right.
You know, I've done the barbed wire flogger routine, which is
try the single tail out on her. I think
Right.
Oh, I'm going to have to see you crack that a few times before I'm going to let it come near me. I'm a little bit on the picky side.
Right,
Oh, wow.
In fact, I think earlier when I was in here with you, you know, someone referred to me as one of the toughest bottoms in the community. And,
yes, someone did.
But I happen to like it, you know, to be a challenge.
Sure.
It's fun for me.
Well, I guess you can be picky when you're one of these hard bottoms. I mean, there's not a lot of hard bottoms like that around. I don't think that you can use like a hammer, you know.
A hammer?
Yes, and that's been done to me.
A hammer.
Wow.
A hammer.
I heard
Absolutely.
Her say hammer.
It's fun, too. I'm a really
hammer.
Big fan.
Wow. No, I'm running. If you come in with a hammer, I'm like, oh, my God.
No,
you could have used a hammer on your shoulder this morning, though.
I know. It's from the beds. The beds are crickety.
Yeah.
They're janky.
Bad bed
These
is just
janky.
Not a good thing.
No, that's not happening. Wow. So you are a hard bottom.
A heavy bottom. That's
heavy
correct.
Bottom. Hard.
Yes,
heavy.
The,
I'm
typically
wrong.
The word.
I'm saying
heavy.
The wrong thing. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I fuck shit up so bad. I'm sorry.
It happens to us all.
Sure, bottom's not heavy, but it is more hard than heavy.
So you've only been in this like a year and a half, 2 years?
Well, I've been boot blacking for about a year and a half.
Okay.
I've been part of the leather community for about that same length of time.
Okay.
I spent some time in the BDSM community as well before that. So it's been, you know, I've been working up to it.
Tell us about this vest that you're wearing.
Well, this is my title vest, and on the back I do have my title patch, which designates me as Gulf Coast Community Bootblack 2010.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. I brought my title home in April. Congratulations, yes. And I went out to San Francisco in July and competed at International Community Bootblack, which was a lot of work, but it was so much fun. I had a great time.
Kristen, how do you win this?
Yeah, what's the competition like?
Yeah. The competition has several phases. You do a personal interview in terms of who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. You do a speech. You do
In front of a lot of people?
In front of everybody.
Holy shit. Yeah. No way. Oh, my God. What was your speech about?
I did the same speech generally at Gulf Coast that I did at International, which was about how many people I get come into my chair and apologize to me for the way their boots look. And that I'd really like it if they wouldn't do that.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Cool. That, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No.
Yes. Wow.
You know, people do that. And it's like, you know, you're living in these boots. These are something you're in all the time.
It means that they're used.
Exactly.
And so don't apologize for the way our boots are fucked up.
Right, exactly.
Come to see you to get them unfucked up.
Well, but there's a catch, though. Steve, okay. There's always a catch.
Of course.
what I told them is, you know, if your boots are in bad shape, it means you were doing something really cool and fun and hot, and you need to tell me your stories about that.
Tell me the good stuff.
You know, I mean, I will be honest. I have cleaned cum stains off boots more than once.
Right.
And it's like, I want to hear how those got there.
You need to do my boots. I got some stories, Mama.
And you know what? There's a lot of them out there. I've heard some really wild shit in that boot blacking chair. And it's but that's the fun part for me.
Do you do boots that come up to here, like to the thigh? There?
I have done a couple of pairs like that.
Wow,
that's a special treat for me to get those chances. So you know, I'm good with that.
So how do we get you for a private party? What do we do about that?
I don't know. You just
call you up and say, Kristen, get over here. I got thigh-high boots that need some blacking.
I check my schedule and we go from there.
All right.
So, and
do you have an email or a website? How do we find you? Okay.
Well, we have our email address, right. but I don't keep that personal.
I don't have a website at this point. You know, I just sort of stick with meeting people and getting out in the community. And for me, that's the most fun way, actually meeting people.
So
get your ass to Oklahoma City.
I will be there in April. I will be boot blacking at Tribal Fire in April.
Right. I will be there with my thigh high boots on.
Great.
And I will tell you some stories about these boots.
I don't have any doubt that you've got quite a few.
You mentioned something about Women's Leather History Project.
Yes. The Leather Archives and Museum is in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And they have taken the responsibility to archive the history of the leather community. And they have all kinds of memorabilia and writings and paintings and just, you know, very much. I mean, it's...
We need to look into this to find out how we give to this and how we give charitable donations to this. I'm interested in to help with that too.
It's very cool.
Women's leather history has tended to be a more recent thing in this community.
As with everything in women's history, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So they feel outnumbered. About in the last year, they have started archiving the history of the women in leather. And you know, people are donating and telling their stories.
Well, you even said that you gave your money to this project.
I think it's a very worthy cause.
I do too. I'd like to know more about that. I'll look it up. But if you can give me some more information later on
about
that organization, I'd like to get in touch with them and see what we can do to promote.
So, are they producing books or are they doing?
They actually have
a museum or something.
Museum. Wow. They have a museum. It's in Chicago.
Wow.
I have not yet gotten the opportunity to go, but I'll be out there in a couple weeks, and it's definitely on my list of things to do. Mm-hmm. And they've appeared at events such as International Miss Leather in April, which was in San Francisco, and it's been very well supported. In fact, we're doing a fundraiser here in Dallas, I believe, next month.
This is somebody we need to get in touch with.
Yeah, we're definitely going to check in.
I feel very strongly about this. Yes. I really do.
All right,
absolutely.
Cool. We'll do it.
I mean, the LANM does great work anyway, and for them to make the decision to take their work into this direction, I'm thrilled to see them do that.
You can get one of your pieces into there, you know, it's charitable. Get a woman in leather, bound in leather, bound.
I've donated a lot of pieces to charity and stuff.
He does a lot.
And that's great. I mean, and that's what leather at its heart is about service to each other and to the community. And that's important.
A beautiful individual.
Oh,
and
well,
I love the things that you have to say. And thank you for being a heavy bottom versus a hard bottom. I fucked that up.
No worries.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want someone to call my bottom heavy. It's okay.
You know, I've gotten used to that too. I'm really not worried about it.
Well, what else you want to tell us? Tell us something cool about this weekend here at Beyond Vanilla.
Yeah.
What's cool?
For me, about the coolest thing is I've gotten to see a lot of people that I only get to see at these things. And it's really great for me to, you know, reestablish those connections.
Your friends.
Yeah, my friends.
And you get to meet me.
And that has been incredibly cool.
See?
The weekend's not over yet, so I can't say for sure that'll be the coolest part, but it might.
It might be.
It's definitely in contention.
Thank you for being so sweet to me.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, what else? You got something else for us?
I think that's it, Kristen. We sure appreciate you.
We rolled
you
over enough there.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's all good. I've had fun, and thanks for having me.
Anytime you want to push anything, you let us know here on the Fetish Show.
Absolutely. We want to tell people.
Get the word out about you.
Absolutely, we'll do that.
You are a doll.
Thank you.
Thank you once again.
And now, back to the Fetish Show.
That was our interview with Kristen. What'd you think about her?
Oh, come on now. Couldn't you tell?
Yes, I could.
She's a sweetie pie.
She is.
Cutie pie, too. I like the whole tear my shirt thing to
right,
shine
that's
your boots with.
That's kind of interesting.
I like that.
She's the current title holder for the Gulf Coast Community Boot Black, right?
Yes, she is.
A little bit about that.
I'm proud of her.
Got a little bit more respect for the leather community, right?
Yes, I am very proud of her.
And what do you think about the Women's Leather History Project?
You know what? I am personally going to make this a mission of mine.
Right.
To find out more about it myself personally and to see what I can do to give myself. See if I can help support this in some way with something that I can do, some funds I could raise or some kind of support. See what's needed. I'm very interested in that.
Good excuse to go to Chicago, right?
We need a good excuse, but hell yeah.
Right.
I'm there.
Exactly.
Maybe Chris will go with us.
Maybe so.
Well, on a break there, I was out roaming the halls,
right.
And guess who I ran into?
Who'd you run into?
Miss Texas.
All right. Well, we've heard a lot about Miss Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
And we really wanted to get her in front of the microphone
I'd
here.
I'd like to get her a few places, but yeah, in front of the microphone is one of them.
That would be one of the places, perhaps.
This is Kitten's mistress.
I know. We've heard all about her.
Yes, and I cannot wait.
And all good things, of course.
Well, we won't say all the things. No, I'm just kidding. A few nasty things. No, I'm just kidding. I was making those up in my own mind.
Are we trying to get Kitten in trouble now?
No, I was just thinking
we could do that very easily. We could just make stuff up, actually.
Well, I was making up stuff in my own mind. What's that? Nothing to do with Kitten. Well, I can't wait to get her in here. And
yeah, I'm ready too.
Well, let's do it.
The Fetish Show feature presentation.
All right, we're at Beyond Vanilla, Princess Zoe and I, and we are talking with Miss Texas. Welcome to the Fetish Show.
Thanks. With Miss Texas, the beautiful, the one and only Miss Texas.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Well, thank you for letting me have you here. I'm sorry, Dirk. Did you leave the room?
Really?
Or take pictures.
You can take pictures.
That I can do.
You can take pictures of this shit right here. This woman is fine. She's hot. She's happening. She's up and coming in the world. I love her. I'm going to marry her and not you now.
Oh.
So the wedding's off.
The wedding is off, Dirk. Well, we were getting married in Vegas by the Flying Elvises. Will you come? Will you marry
Absolutely.
Me?
Absolutely.
She said she'll marry me. I tricked her into that. Did you see how I...
Yeah.
I
did. Will you come? Okay.
Well, see?
So you're going to have to do a little bit more than just ask me.
Damn it. This is a hot dom right here.
Yeah. How long have you been in the lifestyle?
Well, all my life, although I discovered I was not the only pervert out there.
Right.
In, I believe, 96, 97,
right.
On AOL, found a chat room, and I was like,
That's exactly how I found the community.
The AOL internet came out like in 95.
And
so
people
like
were talking
later.
About, right.
Yeah.
They were talking about munches
She's
and
like
stuff, and I'm
dog.
Like, what's a munch? And I started asking questions, and, you know, the
Speaking
rest is history.
Speaking of munch. Yes. Would you tell us something about that, Miss Texas? What a munch. Like a munch that you know of.
Munches. There's actually one today for the Club Femme group.
Club Femme.
Which are female dominance, male submissive.
Not the Fembots.
No. Club Femme, yes.
Wow.
And we are international at this point. It originated out of Houston. Lots of chapters in a lot of places. And lovely groups of people.
More hot chicks like you go there?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm there.
Lots of hot chicks.
So, I'm there.
So is that an internet-based group, or do you have, like, chapters and stuff, or you meet for
We have chapters.
For meetings
Houston,
and stuff?
Houston.
New Zealand.
New Zealand?
Australia.
Really?
Oh,
right?
Freaking
yes,
why.
It's,
wow.
It's all over the world. I think we're pretty much covered in most of the states.
Are you a member there, or you? What do you do for the group?
I am a member. I'm also on the board.
On the local board.
So wow. We get together. We have munches where everybody's required to come to a munch. We kind of have we have a vetting process where they fill out some paperwork. It gives us an opportunity to meet and see if it's going to be a good fit and to keep the weirdos away. The not so good weirdos. But
I've been in there. So if we want to come to one of these munches, we want to get involved with this, what do we do?
Club Femme.
Yeah, clubfemme.com, and then you all can find your local chapter.
Write that down there.
Worldwide. So
even in Oklahoma City.
I believe that there is one in Oklahoma. I know there's one in Dallas. Houston.
Well, if there's
San
not,
Antonio,
you better get your hot little ass
Austin.
Up there and help us get one.
They're everywhere.
Up.
I mean, they're everywhere. We're in Florida. I'm just trying to think of the different peoples that I know. Right.
Club
and
Munch.
The Munch. And then we have a play party. We have monthly parties. Our local group, we have monthly parties.
That's cool.
A femme play party.
Uh-huh.
Dirk. Do you get it? You see what I'm saying?
I got you.
I'm going.
Lots
out.
Of hot.
Can you invite me personally? Can I come with you?
Absolutely.
Can I be your date? Will you go on a date with me to the film play party?
Well,
I don't know how this will work.
I don't know how that's going to work. I guess we could get you a big strap on and you could pretend to be a boy.
I can do it. I'll do it to go out with you.
Don't talk about strap ons around her. We'll never get...
I have a cock locker actually in the room. I have a cock locker. It's like.
Wow.
Like the pink one. Just kidding.
Oh, my favorite color.
Oh, mine too. I love her.
Tell us a little bit about Miss Martha's corset.
Oh, my God. Mm. Tell us a lot about that.
Well, Miss Martha, let's see. Had a corset fetish is the best way to...
Who is Miss Martha?
Miss
Martha?
Like
that in California?
Atlanta?
She's in Atlanta.
Oh, I
she's
got
in
the
Atlanta.
Wrong end. Sorry,
Atlanta.
Martha.
Yeah,
Miss Martha.
That's okay. She's in Atlanta, and she's been in the lifestyle. I've known her for a long time. We actually met in an AOL chat room many
there
moons ago.
Because y'all both just kinky like that.
I know. It's amazing the people that I've met online.
In an AOL chat room. Back when AOL had a fucking chat room. Back in the dinosaur
days. We still have chat rooms.
On AOL?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I still go sit in there from time to time.
Still hanging on to that, huh?
I can't get away from it.
You know, I try other things, and it's like, ugh, it's
no,
just
I'm going
not
back.
The same
I'm going
as AOL.
Back to AOL. She's old school.
I'm old school, so, you know, I've always had a good experience with the chat rooms. There's not that many.
On AOL.
AOL.
She met Martha. Martha's corset there.
Met Martha, and we got together, I guess, two years ago.
You, are the Martha's distributor in this area.
The West Coast, yes.
Like, all, not just the West Coast, like the whole Mid-East, Midwest.
The
not
Midwest,
East,
we, just take
whatever,
the
U.S.
The Mid-East is another thing. They're probably not into corsets so much.
Whatever. Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's your dazzling eyes. They're just, like, fucking me up over here. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Let me bat them some
more. I'm blaming it on you. I'm blaming my mistake on you. Anyway.
But we go to a lot of events. She does mostly the east side of the U.S. and
East Coast. She does the West Coast.
I do the West Coast.
She does the West Coast.
We fight over the Midwest
she does sometimes. The West Coast.
I do.
Texas does the West Coast.
Tell us a little bit about the corsets.
We've got everything
They're
under
fucking
the sun.
Hot. I'm fixing to go get one now.
Silks, leathers,
it's
over
not
the
even
bus,
gonna match,
cinchers.
And I'm going to be wearing that's like...
Yeah, I've got a cutout halter that would look stunning.
Will you fit it
on
me
you?
If I
and
go
you know
there?
What? I happen to know we have the exact size that would fit you because I think we're the same size.
Oh,
I was
honey,
this
hush.
Morning thinking about wearing it, but
I'm sold. I'm buying one. Let me call my sugar daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sugar daddy, and he will buy me a corset or two or ten.
Or ten?
Yes.
Every woman should have at least like 30 in their closet.
God dang it. You must marry me.
Yes, yes.
We wear the same size corset. I won't have to buy new ones.
I know. I'm thinking, ooh, my wardrobe just expanded.
I know, me too. I'm like in my boots.
What size
shoe are you? Yes.
I'm getting off of here right now.
eight and a half, nine, somewhere in there.
I'm a little smaller now, but I can put some tissue in the toe.
Oh, yes. Right. And what am I going to wear?
I don't know.
Stretch your shoes out.
Kitten.
Yeah, getting to work. Get that shoe stretcher out.
She's hot. I'm sorry, Dirk. Go ahead. Ask her some more shit. You go ahead. I'm just doing
If people are interested in knowing where to buy these, where would they go to?
CorsetOne.com.
And that's the actual number one,
number
right?
Number one, yes.
And if we would like you to come vend an event.
Right, where are you going to be next?
Next, I will be at the Houston Fetish Fair.
When is that? We didn't know about that.
We did not know about that.
It's in November. I think the 14th, if I'm not mistaken.
We need a secretary. You know that. We need a secretary to keep us up with all these events.
I'm the same way. If you just check my FetLife page, I'm.
You know
what?
Do you
on the west?
Are you?
Tell us what your FetLife page is.
Yes, please do.
It's Miss Texas. MSTEXAZ.
Yes,
because I'm twisted.
She was Miss Texas.
A little twist on the end there.
Back in '96 when she got on the AOL chat room.
On AOL, and I still have that screen name. That's still my AOL. That's still my email. And you know, people contact me. People I haven't seen in 10, 12 years.
That's awesome.
It's like, oh my gosh, are you still
around? If you've got the same address.
You didn't die yet?
No.
I'm still 29 every fucking year. Well, tell me something. The coolest thing about Beyond Vanilla this weekend. Give me the coolest comment.
I have to say that, the boobs that are across the...
No, you met me.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's pointing to the boobs. I'm looking at the boobs going, well, go ahead and show me now, and we'll do some microphone stuff.
You're not supposed to harangue people on picking you. I mean, it's not a contest.
I know. Well, I am going... everyone that comes in here and goes, tell us a cool thing about this weekend. I'm like pointing at me going, me.
I think that the crucifixion yesterday...
Tell us about that. We didn't see it. Yeah. We got to find Malik. Master Malik.
Right. Master Malik.
Of course.
They're in Tulsa. And Slave Kathy.
Right.
And they are out of Tulsa. And they actually put an event on, too.
They I know.
Yes, I was there at the last one.
We did like a half interview with them. We want to get them back in front of us and do a full interview because they're into a lot of very interesting things.
They are very freaking interesting. Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. But the crucifixion, I know there were a lot of different things going on this weekend. Unfortunately, when you're vending, you don't get to go have as much fun. So, you know, seeing people in passing, again, I'm vending, so I don't get to spend as much time visiting. And
you're
there's
just a little
just
vendor.
Not enough time.
You're just a little vendor.
To visit all my friends. There are a lot of people here. And a lot of really good classes. This is an awesome event.
We have a lot of good things going on here. I mean, top to bottom, totally.
It's amazing.
This is something for everybody. This is not just not just a plague partner event. This is all kinds of stuff going on.
If you want to learn, and even if you've been in the scene for a while or brand new, there are classes for every level, and it's not just coming in hands-on on how to, for instance, maybe wax or do needle play. There are beginner classes too. There's also the emotional side of it, which is important.
And
a lot
huge.
Of people, you know, are confused when they first came in the scene.
Well, what to do? I know.
Course.
Where to go? What to do? So, what do you think of that Master Walker? What do you think of him?
I adore him.
Tell us about him.
I adore Master Walker.
He's kind of handsome, don't you think?
He's very handsome.
He's a little bit handsome. I didn't get to flirt with him a lot in person. He wouldn't shut the fuck up, but yeah. Just like, nah.
Yes.
We have a date in New Orleans. He and I have a date in New Orleans.
Really?
We do. Are you jealous?
Yes, I am,
you should be. You should be.
Three of my favorite things, New Orleans, you, and Master Walker. And I'm getting left out.
You can come with us.
Okay, that works.
They're gonna have a new chapter, I believe.
The Mentors Program.
Yes, in New Orleans. And I like busted in saying, you and I are going.
Yes.
He's like, what? But what? I'm like, yes.
Yes.
He's like, okay. I mean, that didn't happen like that. I'm
okay.
Fabricating it. But anyway.
It's like we recorded that event. So
we recorded that. So anyway.
You might want to retract any statements now.
Yeah.
I retract it all now. Except for that he's handsome. And he did say that, you know, New Orleans is in the free world, so I could actually go there at the same time.
It's
we're
in
there.
The free world.
Yes.
So we could actually end up there together.
Yes, and it's just a short plane ride.
Anyway, yes.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about the Texas Twisted Tea Society.
Oh my God, tell us.
Yes, that has been my thing for a long time, similar mm-hmm. to my thing for corsets. It's kind of a fetish. I guess I have a tea fetish.
Interesting.
I have a tea bag fetish, but I don't know what this tea fetish.
That's a totally different thing.
Tea bagging, yeah.
Ew. No.
Ew. She said ew. That's when I say ew.
I'm not going there.
Okay.
But the Tea Society is... it's a lot of fun. We train people how to serve.
It's an art.
It's an art.
It's a culture in itself, and it's an art.
It is an art, and I am very, very grateful for the Northern California Ladies Tea Society. I'm trying to get all that out.
Yeah, yeah.
Who have been very supportive. They have had their Tea Society since my AOL days.
Is that right?
Yes.
They're still apparently going on and on and on.
Yes, and they have a lot of success.
Now,
with
I know of some on the out in California.
That's the one in Sacramento.
Yes, they have like this big website with all the
Lady Stringa.
It's actually drawings. It's actually drawings. I don't think there's actually any photography on there. The last time I looked,
no, you won't see pictures on there. But they do have a book that was very helpful. And when I first decided to do this, Kitten and I decided to do this a couple of years ago. I had written to them and asked for permission to use some of the things. Reinvent the wheel?
Right, right.
And we keep talking about Kitten. Who is Kitten? Who is this Kitten?
A Kitten is my slave who works with me in Miss Martha's corsets. And
yes,
most people that know me that have been around know Kitten. Lots of poof, lots of pink, and just absolutely.
You two are like famous. You two are like famous. It's like Kitten and Miss Texas.
We have a lot of fun.
You guys
have
a
lot of fun. We both obviously like to dress up, so you know, some of us in poof and some of us in corsets, but
you are beautiful and stunning.
Thank you.
Kitten is amazing, and thank you for lending her to us this weekend to show us around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think we kind of got her lost
Kitten,
a little bit.
Kitten opened some doors for us, so we really
Kitten
appreciate that.
Thank you both for
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Well,
if someone was interested in the Texas Twisted Tea Society, where would they go to for that?
To the website. Texas.
This is tough to say.
It's a tongue twister. Texas Twisted Tea Society or TexasTwistedTea.com. I have to think about that. Is it .com or is it .org?
And will any websites or links that you want to give us, just email
Absolutely.
Them to me and we'll get them on at the Fetish Show website so people can. Anything we talked about?
Absolutely.
Anything else you would like to say, Ms. Texas?
Well, I am so glad that y'all are here.
This is fabulous.
We would like for you to come back. There's other events.
Oh, we very much want to come back.
Let us know. We're like secretarialists.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, there's some other events that are, we have not necessarily great big like this, but play parties that are.
We're
big.
Very interested in that.
The Fetish Ball is coming up too.
We've heard
we
of
just
this.
Heard
this
that.
Is in November.
It's the same weekend as the Houston Fetish.
Oh shit! Mm.
I know. I don't know. I'm thinking I'm just gonna have to fly back.
You're
gonna
have to do both in one night. You're performing. Tell me more.
At the Fetish Ball, along with a lot of the local ladies.
I'm so jealous.
It's rocking. It is off the hook, and they're actually making it a whole weekend this year.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, great.
We're going to that.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm seeing
you're
that.
Have to, you'll just fly back and forth with me to Houston.
Can I do that?
Absolutely.
I will just fly
absolutely.
To Dallas and just fly back. Put me on the flight with you. I'm there.
Well, better yet, if there's anyone out there that has a private plane that would like to fly back
I have
and
a
forth.
Client. I have a client.
Okay, here we go.
Actually, I have two clients.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Well, one's just a small, but the other one's like a corporate jet.
It doesn't matter as long as it gets us back and forth
well,
and we have it
at
our beck and call.
The wings that go like.
No.
Pedal faster. Yeah.
Just get us back and forth so we can have a blast that week.
Did you get that visual out there, all you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Miss Texas, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. We really appreciate
everything that you've told us here today, and I'm looking forward to taking some pictures with you.
Absolutely.
Soon.
No, I am looking forward to that.
Okay, well, whatever. We can fight about that later.
Okay.
fight over you later.
Yum.
Thank you very much, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
And now, back to the Fetish Show.
So there was our interview with Miss Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Felt like I should have left the room there.
I bet you wouldn't have. You know, you were drooling.
She's hot, no doubt about it.
She was. I saw your tongue kind of hanging out there. I know you saw mine. Anyway, she is hot. I adored her. And thank you, Miss Texas. And thank you for lending us Kitten.
Yeah, I mean, Kitten's been invaluable to us here, not just here, but also at Twisted in Tulsa. Yes. Which is where we met Kitten, and also, you know, really got us in the door here and introduced us to the right people and got the ball rolling here at Beyond Vanilla. And we really do deeply appreciate that.
She's a little shaker and mover. So thank you, Kitten. Thank you, Miss Texas. I can't wait to take some pictures with you. And I know that if that does not happen soon, that Dirk will probably pop out of his camera lens there. So, anyway.
Since we're here at Beyond Vanilla, I want to say that, you know, this is something that I've been wanting to do for actually quite some time. I mean, living in Oklahoma City and being either deeply or peripherally involved with the BDSM community, I've heard and known about Beyond Vanilla for a long time. So this was a really good opportunity to come down here and actually be involved in it and, you know, get to meet all of the people down here. It's been a great experience.
I can vouch for his excitedness about being able to come down here and be a part of this. He's like, I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
So now his dreams have come true.
That's true.
Thank you, staff of Beyond Vanilla. Thank you all for loving
staff and organizers, also the NLA Dallas.
Oh, yes. And all the volunteers.
Right. Everyone's been really good to us, no doubt about it.
Very highly organized event. Well thought out, put on, structured. Just great event to be a part of. Thank you for this room, this wonderful table, all the wonderful people. Awesome.
Yeah, it's a great deal. This is Beyond Vanilla 20. Next year is Beyond Vanilla 21, and I sincerely hope that they will have us back and that we'll have you know, maybe a little bit more advance notice so that we can make a bigger deal out of it ourselves, and then also maybe get a little bit more involved in the programming and what's going on down here a year later. I mean, we've only been doing this for a few months. A year later, who knows what we're going to be doing by that time.
Well, we'll definitely be coming to Beyond Vanilla. Well, we didn't break anything, so I'm pretty sure we don't let
that's a good point. We haven't broken anything yet, at least
that we know about.
Yeah, exactly.
Except maybe a bed that may have already been broken.
Yeah, well, now I didn't break that bed. That bed was
somebody was doing something
that,
on that
bed.
That bed
was
we don't
janky
know.
When I first laid on it. It's like, what is up with this?
Anyway,
I want to mention some of the links that are the people that we interviewed mentioned. Miss Texas just mentioned corset1.com, which is Miss Martha's corsets, and the TexasTwistedTea.com, which is the Texas Twisted Tea Society, naturally. She also mentioned clubfem.com. Which she's obviously, I believe she's on the board.
I believe
with
she
that
is.
Here in Dallas.
Yes,
which
she
is a great deal. She's very actively involved in things,
we
as well
some
as everyone that we talked
Houston
to.
Houston here pretty soon that maybe I would be able to attend.
Right. Yeah, we want to hear about that too. That's good stuff.
I can't wait.
I want to mention Master Walker is a member of the Council of Tribes, and that's councilcouncilofTribes.com, of course. He's also involved with DallasMentors.com. And he wrote the book Flames of Passion, which all of us should check out there. He says it's available on Amazon, so.
I'm going to buy the book.
Head on over there.
And he and I just may be in the same city in the state of Louisiana together.
Right.
At the same time.
Right.
Possibly.
Just coincidentally.
In an event.
It could happen.
It could happen.
And finally, we want to acknowledge and thank Kristen for talking to us, who is our boot black.
Little boot black girl.
Who mentioned the Women's Leather History Project, which we need to check into. And as soon as we get out of here, we'll get a little bit of information and hopefully get like a website or something so that we can share that on the website. All of these links and all this information that we've been given, and we've been given a lot of information, we're going to make sure to put up on the website so that you don't have to memorize this stuff or figure out how to spell Miss Texas with a Z. We'll put that up there so you don't have to worry about it. And finally, we're not through. We've got some more interviews lined up.
Yes, we
and
do.
So the next episode, we're going to present the rest of our interviews, and I'm sure they will be just as exciting and as informative as the interviews that we just had.
Surely they will.
And so that's going to wrap up this episode of The Fetish Show for Princess Zoe. My name is Dirk Hooper. Dream hard.
Thanks for listening to The Fetish Show. We're always looking for interviews with models, artists, and BDSM lifestyle leaders, as well as information about events and products. For more information, check out thefetishshow.com. Contact Dirk Hooper directly by emailing Dirk@thefetishshow.com.